One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Be Here for a While. My guest today is a dear friend. How long have we been friends?
Too long.
Okay, that's not off to a good start. We've been friends for
almost
pretty much
10 years.
Yeah, pretty much like since the first year I lived in LA.
And mine too.
Yeah. He has been my adult babysitter the last couple days. I've been making him drive me around and stuff. And we've just had a really great time reconnecting. Thank you for doing this, Matthew.
I bathe her. I give her her nap.
I wish. I'm so exhausted. I really wish someone would do that for me. Wouldn't that be nice?
You fall asleep in the car seat.
Do you know that Kim Kardashian, when she is on airplanes sleeping, someone will be doing her nails and makeup so she gets off the flight looking flawless?
God bless.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
What would you want someone to do for you while you were sleeping? Braid your hair?
Probably.
We're joking. Matthew has short hair, but it's been a running joke with my mom and him for forever.
That I have long, luxurious locks when actually I pretty much have the closest thing to a buzz cut.
Yeah, exactly. And you're always tucking it behind your ear, a la Jack on Will and Grace.
I do a little tuck. Sometimes I put it in an updo.
What occasion calls for an updo?
Nerves.
Nerves? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Nerves is the tuck.
Uh-huh.
And if it's really something big, then I mean, if I'm stressed and it's hot outside, I try and get the hair off my neck. So it's just a little right up.
It's ridiculous. Yep. I can't. I once this podcast comes out, I'll be posting a photo of Matthew. You can see how ridiculous this is. You're basically of a buzz cut. So an interesting thing happened on Saturday when we went to brunch at Ciccone's. Would you like to lead into this story? Who did you think was at the table near us?
We were sitting at a table, and I leaned in to Rachel, and I said, I think Patrick Duffy is at the table right behind you.
And normally, I would have been very on board for, anything that you had to say, but I started to panic in my stomach a little bit because I realized that I have been making a mistake for almost 10 years on who Patrick Duffy is. And it's kind of a poignant mistake.
It's big.
Yeah. So we're sitting there and I'm like, I act like I don't care that he said it, that you said it. I was like, oh, I don't know. Because I started to my stomach started to hurt because the wheels were turning in my head. Like, oh God, oh God.
And not because you thought that I was going to say hello to them, which is a very good possibility.
Yeah, oh my God.
We've talked about it.
Yes. I'm constantly walking on eggshells about that. And we'll get to that later. So I'm like, yeah, I don't really care. And you were like, no, is it? Look. And I look over there and I'm like, who's Patrick Duffy again? And it's the TV dad from what show?
Step by Step.
Okay. And I said.
Also in Dallas. He was also.
Yeah. Oh my God. I thought that was the other person. Jesus. And so I'm like, what show was Alan Thicke on? And I know, God rest his soul. I'm not making fun of him. I know that he's passed away now. I was like, what show was Alan Thicke on?
And I said, Growing Pains.
And I went, oh my God. I thought they were the same person. For the longest time. Additionally, when I first moved to LA, as many people do when they need money and they're struggling actors, I was a guest on a game show called, what is it called? Bingo America. And
Oh, I remember Bingo America.
For the on the Game Show Network. No, the great thing is hopefully no one watched it.
No one did.
That's why I was like, if I do this, it's on the Game Show Network. No one's going to fucking watch the show, so it won't be embarrassing for me. I won. I left with my $1,500 and a free trip to Hawaii, which I never used because at the time I was dating Jax, and I was like, oh, like I'll use this trip. Like, we'll. Hawaii just seems like a romantic vacation to go on. Well, that trip expired after a year, and it expired like right around like when we broke up, like when I decided to
the trip expired and so did your relationship.
Yeah, so I never actually used the trip, but I did get my $1,500 because I won. I'm not trying to brag. Won a game show called Bingo America on GSN.
And who was the host of that show, Rachel?
So for the last 10 years, when I tell people that story, I'm like, Alan Thicke was the host of it. I even told it right after Alan Thicke died. You know when people tell, like, you know when someone dies people, like, always have something to relate it to, like they knew them,
right.
You know? And I did that obnoxious thing people do. And I was like, oh, I met him before.
That's right. Yeah.
I was like, so
he
sad.
Was at
I
the was bank like, in front of me, and he was so generous. He let me go ahead of him.
Yeah.
He handed me a deposit slip.
Meanwhile, the actual story was like, he was a dick. But after the person right. dies, you're like... I mean, I'm sure Alan Thicke was a very nice guy. I'm just saying.
I told a
people
story,
like exaggerate those kinds of stories.
I told a story on air, and I meant to say R.I.P. Paul Walker,
mm-hmm.
and what came out of my mouth was R.I.P. Bradley Cooper, and Bradley Cooper, who's very much alive.
Yeah,
and I a little mortifying.
Yeah.
That he's still living.
Yeah. So, so for the last 10 years. I've been telling people that I did a game show and Alan Thicke was the host of it. It wasn't until Saturday at Ciccone's when Matthew brought up Patrick Duffy and I panicked and was like, oh my God, I think it was actually Patrick Duffy because I have not heard right. that name besides when I did the game show and they look the same to me. I mean, I pulled up a side by side for you.
Right.
They might as well be the same person.
Right.
They might as well
right.
be. Like, it's not that crazy
no.
that I got it confused. And so I made sure to IMDb Patrick Duffy. Lo and behold, on his resume was the host of Bingo America.
I told Rachel she should have gone up.
It wasn't Alan Thicke.
I told Rachel she should have gone up to the table and said, "Patrick, do you remember me? I was on your game show."
By that point, I was just sick to my stomach, just because I was so embarrassed that I've been saying that for 10 years.
And we're also not sure that it was indeed Patrick at the restaurant.
It was
after
not
all.
Because, and it didn't really look like him. I was like, no, it doesn't really look like him. I was like, unless he's just like not aging well or something. And he got up to walk to the bathroom and he was like maybe 5'8", this guy. And we decided to Google his height and Patrick Duffy is indeed like 6'2". So good for him. He's tall.
Yes.
I wonder how tall Alan Thicke was, his twin.
We'll have to Google that later.
They do look almost exactly alike.
Do you think your game show would have had more viewers had the host been Alan Thicke?
I feel like he's more well-known because his son's famous, too. I don't know that Patrick Duffy has any, like, singer-songwriter sons.
I don't either. I'm just trying to think. I feel like Patrick's following was so huge, though, because of Dallas.
Yeah, so huge I didn't remember his name. No, he has had a huge career.
Yeah.
I'm just really bad with names, especially when people, like, sort of look alike. When we were... Matthew and I spent the summer of 2009 at the Abbey. When I say like we were there every single day, the Abbey's this like probably one of the most famous gay bars
right.
in the world. And I don't know why I thought it would be a good idea to hang out in a gay bar every single summer in my early 20s. Like I thought I was going to meet someone there. Whatever. Anyways. During that time there were two guys that Matthew had a crush on. They actually didn't really look that much alike, but maybe because I'm just an asshole, they were the same person to
right.
me.
But they still are because we talked about them recently and
yeah.
you needed me to clarify which one was which.
Honestly, if you showed me a photo right now of each of them, I wouldn't be able to tell you which name went to which person.
I sent you the photo of one and you thought it was the other.
What does that say about me? That I just don't care? Or
that my type is... identical twins.
Well, no one's type was Alan Thicke and Patrick Duffy, so I don't know what the problem is there. They just look alike.
Right. I also thought I have this problem. I think I see people when it's not actually them or really anything close to them. I
mm-hmm.
thought I saw Steve Martin at a diner on Robertson.
Okay, so now I know not to trust you with these, because that guy really didn't look like Patrick Duffy. As much as I got Patrick Duffy and Alan Thicke confused...
Yeah.
Right away, I was like, that guy's not Patrick
right.
Duffy.
I convinced the person that I was dining with that it was Steve Martin. He was like, I don't know. I thought Steve Martin's hair was whiter. And I said, I think, and I'm pretty sure, no, that's him. And then I obviously took a photo and I sent it to my mom, and she was like, not Steve Martin.
when I was in Mexico with Stassi, like most mornings, like she would sleep later than me. So I would go down to the breakfast buffet by myself just because I hate myself. A breakfast buffet is just a depressing place to be alone.
Yes.
And I'm sitting at the breakfast buffet and I look up and I knew in my gut it wasn't Steven Spielberg. But it looked just close enough to him. And I was like, Steven Spielberg's like right at the table
too.
By himself.
Same thing.
Like, and I knew it wasn't him. And I Googled where Steven Spielberg was in the world right now. Like I saw like if he tweeted something right. And he happened to be like in Italy, and I was not convinced. I was like, but he could have flown from Italy. That was a day ago. It said on Twitter he was in Italy. He could be in Mexico now. And he could be researching for like the new Jurassic Park
man,
or something.
Right.
'Cause it looks very Jurassic Park-ish there. And then I Googled a current picture of him. The guy looked nothing like him.
Right. Yeah. I thought I saw Steven in New York City, and a friend of mine said, Matthew, he does not drive a Honda CRV.
Well, I was like, I had created such a vision in my head, and I was like, well, maybe this is going to be my big break. Maybe Steven's going to see me
right.
working on my computer. Right. I was maybe writing some comedy jokes or writing a script or something. I was working on my computer when I saw him, and I thought, I'd worked it up in my head that I was like, maybe this is going to be my big break. Maybe he's going to walk by.
Yeah.
See that I'm, you know,
eating a breakfast burrito and be like, she needs to be in my next movie.
Yeah, that's... Girl, that girl can really take down a chorizo and egg burrito.
With extra mole.
Yeah, seriously. I think that shows that at least we're positive and imaginative. Yeah. Like, we're forward thinking.
Yeah, he was looking for real types.
Oh my God, that is always, I know it should be depressing, but that is always a little bit depressing when you get an audition.
Yes.
And it says, like, from your agent sends you an audition, and in it says, not looking for model types, looking for more real types.
Right.
Not that I've ever thought I was a model, but it's always sort of like a shot, like a little bit of a wake up call where I'm like,
I guess I'm auditioning for dad.
Yeah.
Cool. Sometimes people think I'm 26, 28. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm not hung up on my age. I'm 35 for those of you who are listening. But I always take it as a compliment when people think I'm a little bit younger.
Yeah.
And then I started receiving breakdowns and auditions for dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I guess I could be a dad. I've got friends who are dads.
Yeah.
But not of 12-year-olds.
Yeah, it's... it's just, yeah, it's always a little shocking.
Yeah.
I remember when I first moved to L.A., and I was maybe only like 22 at this point, and I got my first audition at that point for Young Mom, and I was horrified.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, maybe like a young mom, like maybe I had a kid when I was like 16. I don't know. It's just always very jarring.
I went to high school with a girl who got pregnant when we were in high school. I'm still affected by it.
Why?
Because she was walking around the freshman hallways in May and June.
Is that why you became gay?
Right.
Because you were like, you know what?
Yeah.
This is what happens when you're straight.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was birth control for me.
Yeah. That was a turning point.
Yeah.
Wait, so did she take the kid to school?
So I think she had the baby toward the end of our freshman year. She walked around our entire freshman year. She got pregnant right when we started high school.
One of my cousins actually got pregnant in high school, now that I think about it. I'm from a small town. That's what happens. Yeah.
She may have been. She was like top three or four prettiest girls in high school,
mm-hmm.
I think, or definitely my grade at least.
Mm-hmm.
And it was shocking. Her transformation, not in terms of like from the beginning to the end of her pregnancy,
mm-hmm.
but from being like a 14-year-old girl to being a mother really took its toll on
That's
her.
That's gotta be so hard.
Yeah. It was scary.
What's she up to now?
Oh, I have no idea.
I'm sure she's fine. At least the people that have kids young, then they get to be like young grandparents
hip
stuff.
Parents,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. We'll just try to find the upside to it.
This is my grandmother, and she's...
At least someone wanted to impregnate them.
28 years old.
that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't get pregnant in my freshman year of high school.
I'm glad you didn't either, because we would never become friends, I don't think.
I didn't realize until the next year that I couldn't get pregnant in bio class.
I can't believe how many shenanigans have happened. Because, okay, so Matthew and I didn't see each other for a while because you were out of town doing work and we're just busy. But we've spent a lot of time together in the last couple days.
It's been fun.
And I can't believe how many embarrassing things have already happened, or strange things,
right.
Including Matthew going on a first date with me.
And not our first date.
Yeah, no, it wasn't me and Matthew's, Matthew and I, nope.
No, you, I think you're
me and Matthew's first. It wasn't right. me and Matthew's first date. It was the first. So there was someone I matched with on an app, and so I don't know how else to meet people. And
there's no other way to meet people. That's why.
Because I don't do anything other than go to comedy clubs, work, and travel. But when I am home and not traveling, I can rely on HelloFresh to make my life a little less stressful. It's just so convenient for someone who's busy and on the go and doesn't really have the time to go to the grocery store and cook an elaborate meal and deal with the food waste when you leave town again and you don't eat all the vegetables. HelloFresh is so convenient and perfect for a busy girl on the go. HelloFresh is the meal kit delivery service that makes cooking more fun so you can focus on the whole experience, not just the final plate. Each week, HelloFresh creates new delicious recipes with step-by-step instructions designed to take around 30 minutes for everyone from novices to seasoned home cooks short on time. It's also great for families, too. I know I said that it's good for you know, a girl on the go, but it's amazing for families. It's just good for anyone who's busy. We're all busy. HelloFresh sources the freshest ingredients measured to the exact quantities needed so there's no food waste. They employ two full-time registered dietitians on staff who review each recipe to ensure it's nutritionally balanced, delivered right to your doorstep in a recyclable insulated box for free. And now it's less than $10 a meal. And I have a special offer for my listeners. So for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com and enter promo code BeHere30. That's HelloFresh.com. Promo code BeHere30. I had the greatest summer. I got to travel. I went to Mexico and laid in the sun and had a blast and paddleboarded and just really did summer right. But unfortunately, summer doesn't last forever. But you can stretch that feeling of sun and fun just a little bit longer with Kopari Beauty's line of products made from 100% organic coconut oil. I am obsessed with this stuff. I use it every single day, every single one of their products. Kopari makes multitasking skincare and body care products that are free from sulfates, silicones, GMOs, or parabens. Their lightweight sheer oil works great as a face moisturizer and makeup primer. Again, use it every day. I love it. Their coconut balm with aloe is intensely soothing, perfect for skin that may have gotten a little too much sun this summer. And I did, and I use it. It helped me to not peel, which was really great. For head-to-toe hydration with a beach smell that won't quit, nothing beats Kopari's organic coconut melt. It's the ultimate multitasker. That's how I shave my legs. I used to shave my legs. And their coconut body glow lets you keep that summer shimmer going well into the fall. And now that my tan is fading, this is going to be perfect to use. Seriously, with Kopari, you'll get vacation flashbacks for the rest of the year. And I have an offer for my listeners. Say aloha to your best skin and hair of your life with Kopari. Go to KopariBeauty.com/BeHere to get 20% off your order. It's so worth it. That's Kopari, K-O-P-A-R-I, beauty.com/BeHere for 20% off. KopariBeauty.com/BeHere. Guys, you will not regret this.
Yeah, just swipe right.
Yeah.
Anyways, swipe right for love.
So, I don't meet anyone out because I don't, like tonight, I'm going to be out, but it will be at a comedy club because I'm performing tonight. I don't like go to like lounges where I could meet people.
Are you tunnel vision when you're at a comedy club? Like if you're there to perform, or are you like, do you ever see a guy and you're like, oh, or are you too in your head about the set you're about to perform?
I'm guessing I'm tunnel vision. Or it's just, I'm just so focused on it because it's what I love to do. So I think it's just more like, tunnel vision. Like I think I don't care.
I'm
I don't know.
Always looking.
And I don't
I never
want to date
a
comic, really. I don't know. Because yeah, then it would be awkward to, like, it's like dating someone in the workplace.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have tunnel vision. You're always...
Always looking.
The love of your life is around every corner. And
I'm
every
like, Rachel,
person...
I think that's the one. How many times have you heard that? Oh, I think he's the one.
I'm constantly walking on eggshells that Matthew's about ready to embarrass me. He came to my audition with me today.
And I stood up... And I took a step away from Rachel, and she said, "Wait, where are you going?" I said, "I just started to panic."
I'm like, "What are you doing? What are you doing? Where do you?"
I need to look at the sign-in sheet, and she was like, "Oh my god!"
Because he saw a gentleman there that he thought was like a famous actor, and he wanted to confirm it. It's okay. Let me just set the stage for an audition room. It's quiet. People are waiting. They're really in their head about auditioning. They're hoping they get the part. They're not really like joking and conversing. It's just a quiet, it's like almost being like a hospital waiting room. It's like really awkward. And you're always nervous. You don't want to do the wrong thing. You don't want to be too loud to piss off the casting director.
Or the other actors.
Or the other actors. Like, you just don't do things that are not in the rules. There's a rules and a way of, there's an etiquette to being, you don't, A, bring your friend in. That was just a weird choice of mine. But, and B, that friend doesn't normally go and look through.
I made myself at home.
Yeah, you really made yourself at home. Doesn't go and look through the list to find a name of someone that signed in.
I essentially was like, it's him!
And then he walks back over to me and says, yeah, it's him. I was like, I don't care. And down. Shut up. You are embarrassing me. On top of that, he also twice mentioned that he, because you work in casting.
Right.
Mentioned that he wanted to go into the casting room.
No, just I just wanted to go over to her because she was at the sign-in sheet outside the room. I just wanted to pop in because I know the girl.
So you wanted to go and make casual conversation when she's working and I'm walking on eggshells just hoping I get the job.
I did not say hello to her.
But it was there were two times.
Yeah.
The first time I was like, please don't do that.
I was like, I know her. You were like, look, oh, right over here. Oh, look, a bird.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm the most easily distracted human being.
Yeah, and I was just like, praying, like, don't let him say anything. And then you decided to try again on the way out. You were like, should I go
yeah,
say
I'll
hi to her?
Right
I'm
back.
Like, no. I'm like, get out. Follow me now. I'm like, Matthew, that's two. That's
right.
Two. You get
I had
three
so
and then
many,
you're in trouble.
I had so many warnings.
Oh my God. I want to retell the story about Mr. Big, but we told it the first time you did my podcast.
Right.
And I don't know if that was like so long ago though, that someone would really have had to gone back and binge listen.
Yeah.
I kind of want to retell it.
Okay.
So Matthew and I are hiking at Runyon Canyon sometime in the mid 2000s when I actually still worked out. And, we're walking and
into the canyon,
into
like
the canyon.
at the start of the canyon.
Mm-hmm. And this tall, handsome gentleman starts walking towards us. And Matthew didn't say anything, but I could just feel Matthew's energy of like, oh my God, he's going to say something to him. And then I noticed that it's Mr. Big. Matthew must have noticed it first, Mr. Big from Sex and the City. I can't tell you the level of panic that I went through where I was like...
Because you knew.
I was like, Matthew's going to say something to him. It's going to be weird.
Right.
He's going to embarrass me. There might be a restraining order on both of us after this, even though I didn't do anything wrong.
Right. Guilt by association.
Mm-hmm. Then Mr. Big can sense Matthew's energy. Matthew still hasn't said anything.
I think I was in mid-sentence and stopped talking.
That might have been what it was. Yes.
I was talking to Rachel.
Telling
we could have been talking
about
anything. Yeah. And I noticed him and I stopped talking.
That's probably what it is. And he sensed it. He was far enough away, though, that he didn't probably even know that you stopped talking in mid-sentence. I think he just sensed. I think he smelled fear. He was terrified.
Yeah.
And him and I lock eyes. And he's looking at me like, handle your friend. Handle your friend. And I'm like,
yeah,
dude.
He was like, get it like, together, Red.
I'm like, dude. I'm like, and this is all just, we said all this with our eyes. I'm like, there's really not much I can do for you right now. I was like, Godspeed, buddy.
Right.
Godspeed.
This
and
story
then,
hasn't changed one bit since back then because it's how it happened.
It's 100% accurate.
Yeah.
And Matthew.
Oh, God.
unleashes himself like a wild animal.
Oh.
And says to him, you can say what you said.
I love you.
Then Mr. Big passes, doesn't say anything. Matthew then turns, shrieks, I love you! And I don't think that Mr. Big's ever been back to Runyon Canyon.
No.
I think he has PTSD.
No, I still have scuff marks on my shins and on my elbows from when Rachel threw me down the canyon.
I was so embarrassed. That happens on a daily basis when I'm with you, where I'm just like, I know when you're going to say something.
Yeah.
I know when there's someone that you think is handsome or...
Yeah. And I do the thing a lot because I work in production, I work in casting. I've worked in reality. I watch a decent amount of
TV. You
have
an incredible memory.
I do. And I'm like, I know you from somewhere. And I do that, like, but I do the crazy thing where I never think it's from work or from TV. I think it's like high school or college.
Yeah.
And I'm like, did we go to high school together? And they're like, no, I was on Seventh Heaven. You might recognize. And I'm like, no,
I would have known. Yeah, you must not have had a big part.
Right. I was a Beverly Hills 90210 fan. I don't think that was it.
That actually happened to me recently where I didn't realize, so I'm in a cafe where you would never expect to see like an A-list celebrity. It was like this really random place that I've only been to once. And I'm like sitting there and I look over and it was like, and I wasn't staring for that long, but it was like, he looked back at me just at the moment that I was like realizing who it was. So I just looked like I was staring like a psychopath.
Right.
And it was Tobey Maguire. I terrified him so much that he got up and moved to a different table outside.
Right.
But I wasn't actually staring at him. I just looked over. I was just like looking around the room. I looked over and it was just I held the gaze long enough because it just occurred to me, like,
right.
Oh, that's Tobey Maguire.
And where he was like, oh, there's a fan.
Yeah. And he basically left the restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't even staring. It just clicked after a second. Like, oh, that's him. Okay, hey. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. You were great in Superman.
Yeah, so I don't think
Spider-Man?
I can go back to that cafe.
Spider-Man.
Who is Superman? That handsome
Henry?
Dude? Yeah.
I call him Henry.
Henry with last name starts with a C.
Henry Cavill?
Something like
Henry
that.
Henry Gorgeous?
We don't need to know his real last name. It's
no.
Henry Gorgeous.
We'll share a last name soon enough. He'll be Henry Payne.
I feel like I was in the... Oh, the embarrassing shenanigans that have been happening.
What else happened?
Well, that you went on a first date with me. It wasn't that you and I were on a first date. Yeah, I was explaining I matched with someone, and I was like, Matthew and I were already hanging out, and I was like, I know that I kind of told this guy that maybe I'd hang out like this weekend, but I never really got back to him. Should I just like tell him we're going out and he can meet up with us? And you were like, yeah, that's fine. I'm like, is that weird that?
But in the moment, it didn't seem weird. Like, it just seemed like, well, whatever, we're hanging out and he wants to see you. So, you asked him and he was like, cool.
Until it seemed, it all seemed fine until, so I gave him like a list of places, like suggested places that we could all meet up. And he ended up on that list choosing Rainbow Room. And there was like no casual spot at the bar to sit. There was only really romantic table
in the back
like a booth. It's dark in there. It was romantic,
right?
And Matthew and I got there before him, and we the hostess sat us, and we walked up to the table, and I'm like, how do we even do this? Do you sit across from me? Do you sit next to me?
Oh my god,
like if we were sitting next to each other, it would look like a job interview for the poor guy.
Oh my, totally. I felt sick.
Yeah,
I felt sick, and it wasn't even the person I was dating.
Yeah, I immediately started chugging a margarita. I was like, this was a really strange choice on my part to do any of this right now.
Right, and he was seamless with the taking a seat next to you, and
he handled it really well.
Yeah, he did. I
and we're annoying, and he did not find us as annoying as we are.
I think he loved us.
He did.
Yeah, and not just because he said he loved us.
Did he say he loved us?
He did. Ugh. Yeah, he was like, I love you guys.
That's nice.
Yeah, he was great.
And now Matthew's, you're probably going to be obsessed with him. Now you're attached.
Right. I told Rachel this morning, I said, I can't stop thinking about him.
I was like, I haven't thought of him once.
He was so nice, though.
No, I'm just joking. Hopefully he's not listening to this. No, he was great. But it was, but you're now invested.
I really liked him. I
you were like,
I
why
felt
is
like,
he not holding my hand?
Right. Why aren't the three of us holding hands? And right. I really liked him. I haven't stopped thinking about him. I'm like wondering when the second date will be.
Are you going to feel really like jealous and left out if we do have a second date and you're not invited on it?
Well, would you not invite me on it?
I mean, I'd have to think about it. That's how codependent we were in 2009. That happened multiple times where there would be someone that I would like and I was...
With you. I was with you. Yeah.
You were... That was... Well, no, I guess later is when I dated Robbie, but...
But I was always with
you,
too,
yeah,
also.
But, yeah, my... Robbie was the...
I used also a few times in that sentence.
You would go, like, on vacations with us and stuff.
Yeah, I went to Kentucky a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Where else? There was more.
There were more.
We went to Indiana.
We went to New York for my birthday.
That's right.
Yeah. And yeah. It's just me.
Boston.
Oh my God, how many times did we all travel together? That's
too many.
Hilarious.
Yeah. I didn't care for either of you, but I was like, well, nothing
it's
else
a free
to do.
Trip.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were so codependent.
That is true. The date was great, though.
I'm glad you had a good time.
I had. Did you have a good time?
No, I did. He was nice.
Yeah.
It all runs together at
right.
this point.
I haven't been on such a good first date ever. Oh, well.
What other one?
The story that I was telling you earlier today about the blind date.
Oh my God, can you tell that story?
Sure. Oof. So
dating so hard.
Dating, see, I lived in New York City before moving to Los Angeles, and I used to say to friends, I can't imagine dating getting any more difficult than in New York. I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to LA and it was
what's
rude
the
awakening.
Ratio there? You know how like it's like there's more guys than girls. What is it with the like in the gay community? Is there like a, you know, that's what they say it's hard for women in New York because there's more girls than guys. That's what it is. So they say it's hard for women because it's like there's one guy to every three girls.
I don't know though, because with all, with that many people,
mm-hmm.
I mean.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
I don't know. I think the numbers aren't the problem.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then I moved to New York, or I moved from New York to LA, and I think it's harder out here than it ever was in New York.
Really?
Yeah, I think people are generally more shallow here in mm-hmm. Los Angeles than they were in New York.
And you can't really run into people as easily in LA, because in New York, people are walking, and there's more human contact. In LA, you're in your car, or...
Right,
your Uber. Unless you're going to
you do
your
bump
Uber
into
driver,
some people
like,
though here, and you're like, "Oh my God, how are you here?"
Yes, that's true.
Yeah,
I actively avoid even people I like, even if I like them. If
yes.
I see someone in a grocery store, I'm like, "I am not in the mood to make small talk."
Yep.
I will like go and hide.
Yeah,
I'll leave the store.
No,
actually,
Well, I think you were with me when my phone rang.
I almost left the restaurant we were at today because I was like, I don't want to have to make small talk with that person I knew that worked there, and I didn't know they worked there until I walked in. I was like, oh, and I like her a lot.
Yeah.
She's wonderful.
No, but we were, yeah, I get it. You don't, you're doing your own thing. You don't need to, or don't want to necessarily take yourself out of whatever you're doing
yeah.
just to
yeah.
be like, hey, oh, great. Oh my God. How's the cat?
Yeah. And it's like, what do you even say? Anyways, so you moved to LA.
I moved to LA and I just found it to be, because the thing is that in New York, they'll at least give you a chance. Like mm-hmm. you, the guys will go on a date with you, or they'll ask you out, and like that's no problem. And then they kind of just drop you.
Yeah.
Here, it's like trying to get a date is so much harder.
Okay.
Like I feel like it's like, no, you're not my type. Like not even willing to give you a shot.
Yeah.
You're just like not their type. Period. End of sentence.
Ugh, it's so harsh.
Yeah. But it used to happen in New York where it was like you would go on a date or you'd go on a couple dates and then the communication just stops.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is common for people in LA, like. Straight people,
mm-hmm.
but for gay people, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
So you go on a blind date. You have to explain.
Well, so I had gone on a date in LA. I had gone on like four dates mm-hmm. with the same person, which is a lot for me. Because mm-hmm. normally it's
that
like
is a lot of dates.
Well, yeah. Because normally it's like two max.
Mm-hmm.
If you even get the second date.
Yeah, I think it's like one or two, but beyond two, it's like, oh, this could be heading somewhere.
Yeah.
Sort of. I don't know if that's just a perception.
Right. We seem to be enjoying each other's company
yeah.
and they were like longish dates.
Yeah.
Not just like brunch and done.
Mm-hmm.
It was like spending time together and getting to know each other and enjoyable.
Yeah.
And
seems like it's progressing.
Right. So it was like four dates, which is still not a ton, I don't think, if you're like whatever. But in LA, for me, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Valentine's Day, I actually, my phone's in the other room. Valentine's Day is approaching, and I texted because we'd been texting,
mm-hmm.
and I said, what are your plans for Valentine's Day? And the text message I got back in response was, I feel like we're heading in the friendship direction.
Hmm. It's a little abrupt.
And I said, well, then we should actually... try and be friends then, or we should actually be friends then.
Yeah.
Because I enjoyed him and like it was nice getting to know him. And
yeah, that was a great way for you to handle it.
I think
I'd have been like, you don't like me? I don't understand. Bye.
Right. So he was like, you think we should actually what? And I said, I think we should actually you know, pursue a friendship then. Mm-hmm. Because why would you end it? Like, you don't need to end caring about someone or wanting to get to know someone just because maybe you're not romantically inclined.
Yeah.
And so, oddly enough, we have not pursued a friendship. The text messages have, you know, I think there might have been like one or two follow-up messages ever. Like, hey, just thought about you, wanted to say hello. Mm-hmm. But there's, you know, if we see each other, we're cordial.
Yeah.
But is he my friend? No.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I didn't have a Valentine, so that's cool. And a while later, I don't know, it was probably maybe a month later, I was supposed to go on a lunch date, and we had both parked our cars in a garage probably a quarter of a mile away from the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I forgot something in my car, so I said, I'll meet you here. Give me 2 minutes. And I ran back up to my car. I think I went to grab my phone. Which
this
was
is, a, by
in.
The way, this is a different guy.
Different guy.
Different guy.
Different
that he's
guy
going on a
after
date with.
After we decided, after guy won and I decided to be friends.
Yeah.
I was asked to lunch by another person.
Yes.
We parked at the same parking garage on the day of our lunch. I mm-hmm. ran up to my car because I forgot something. I said, I'll meet you back here in just a minute. I grabbed my phone, I came back down, and my date was nowhere to be found. So I texted him, and I said, hey, where are you? And he said, walking to the restaurant. And I was like, oh.
That's so weird.
Okay, I'll see you in a few minutes then. And then I said, do you want to stop and wait? I'll be right there. And he was like, no, almost at the restaurant. See you soon. And
you're
I was like,
did you sprint?
Right, I'll see you there. I told Rachel earlier, I was like a roller coaster of emotions. It just seemed so strange to me.
Yeah, it's
is
very
that not the strangest thing you've ever heard?
Very confusing.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense now, knowing the rest of the story.
But I agree. To me, it makes a little more sense, but I think it's still awkward.
It's just weird.
So I said, okay, I'll see you soon. And then as I'm approaching the restaurant, my phone goes off again, and it's my date saying, oh, by the way, my friend is joining us.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay. And as I'm like,
you're like
reading,
this just keeps getting
like
worse.
As I'm
which is
looking
exactly
away
what I just
from
did
my
to
phone,
someone, by the way.
You what?
No, because I didn't surprise that guy with like, oh, my friend's joining us.
No,
it was like,
I
let him
heads
know.
Up.
Yeah.
He knew what he was walking into.
Yeah.
Right. So as I'm looking at my phone, getting the message saying that his friend is joining us, I look away from my phone at the restaurant, and it's the guy that I'm going on a date with, and the guy, his friend was the guy that
I went on four dates with.
Went on four dates with.
And didn't want to be your Valentine.
And did not want to be my Valentine.
What did you do?
My emotion spiked really high.
Yeah.
It was like an, oh my God. Like I feel like I did that. Like I think, and then it was like, oh, hey, you guys know each
oh
other.
Oh my God. Wow. Yay. Well, small world.
It was like, oh, you guys know each other. And then the one that I was going on a date with was like, you guys know each other.
Do you think they ended up together?
No, they didn't.
They were just friends.
They're just friends.
And did you ever go out with the guy too ever again?
No. But I wasn't interested. But I think that he wasn't interested also.
Mm-hmm.
And oddly enough, you know when you're not interested in someone and they make it seem like you're interested in them?
Yeah, that's really irritating.
Yeah. I was like, no, but I'm not interested in you either.
Yeah, it's incredibly irritating.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not feeling it. I was like, oh, well, I'm not either.
Yeah. someone recently, and they didn't even actually say to me, I'm not interested. All they said was, I want to take things slow. And I did not handle it well. I
right.
was so offended. I was like, what gave you the indicate? And this is a second date. For someone to say to me, I want to take things slow. I was like, what gave you the indication that I want to date you?
Or that I wanted to move quickly.
I probably could have handled it better.
Yeah.
But I was in such shock. I was so like taken aback. Now that I'm retelling this story, because I have since like gotten a little bit embarrassed, like thinking about it, like, oh, well, maybe I should have handled it differently. Like, maybe I should have like been more cool about it. But saying it back now, I'm like, that is kind of an insulting thing to say to
right,
someone.
Get over yourself.
Yeah. I was like, and I actually said that I was like, what gave you the indication I wanted to date you or go
right.
or move things quickly? Like,
right.
And I couldn't recover. The date didn't recover.
No, and like, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
And you know when you're like...
And we have not spoken since. I hope I didn't act like too much of a psycho, but I was just genuinely offended.
You know when you can feel it in your stomach and it's written all over your face, like you're like boiling a little bit?
Yeah.
And the other date, like the dater can feel it.
Yeah. I mean, would there have been a better way for me to handle that?
No.
Because what was I supposed to be like? Oh, yeah, totally. Like,
oh,
whatever.
No.
You,
yeah, let's yeah, go like, at your pace.
Yeah, whatever you want. It was like, what? I was just,
yeah.
I was in shock.
No, I totally.
Unless, are you just trying to make me feel better?
You no.
Okay, good.
Because people are difficult to date.
Yeah.
I always get the, oh, yeah, my girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. Granted, they're heterosexual. They're heterosexual men.
Oh.
Because I'm like, hey, how are you? And they're like, this is my girlfriend.
Well, to be fair,
yeah.
You may have given them
right.
the yeah. Mr. Big vibe that
right.
you gave out.
Right.
They're just terrified.
I just lay it all on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you have to lose at this point? Honestly.
Right.
What do you have to lose?
And Brian, the friend that I was talking about earlier, is always like, you don't need to lay it all out there. Like, you don't need to tell someone that they're attractive or that, you know, pay them a compliment. And I used to think, why not? And I still part of me thinks that way. Like, why can't I tell so-and-so that they're attractive or they have nice eyes or they have great hair or like something that's mm-hmm. true? And his point is you don't have to because...
I guess it takes the
mystery away. Play a little bit of
away.
Hard to get. Yeah. Playing hard to get
yeah.
is, to me, playing a game.
Yeah.
Like, why can't I just be me and tell you something?
I agree with both points.
Yeah, and I do
just
too.
I just don't know.
Right.
Anyways, well, those are just awkward stories. So I'm, you know, my plan is just to keep on trucking, keep on moving.
Keep
and
on
keep
keeping
on. Keep on. I just keep traveling. That's the plan. It's Stassi's and my, why do I have such bad grammar? Stassi's and my plan. Because now she's newly single, so it's just going to be another romantical vacation. We're going to be in Dallas next week. That's for work.
Love Dallas.
But then after that, we just randomly decided to go to Charleston, like mid-October, to visit our Southern Charm friends. And then after that, we're going to fly straight from Charleston to London to just go explore London together.
But why not?
I guess. No, it's fun. It's totally fun. It's just now becoming like a running joke. I mean, we were in Mexico at basically like a couple's resort. I mean, that was not planned. That was because, you know,
you were essentially in the honeymoon suite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had our own private pool that was like meant for couples to just go cuddle in this tiny little private pool thing on our deck. And as it turns out, it didn't really get used.
See, I feel like I would have been in it the whole time.
I never got in it. She did. But I didn't. I thought it was weird if we were in it together and be like, this just really puts it over the edge.
Right.
This is just going to kill
myself.
Well,
I mean, you weren't like topless making out.
No, I know. But just more. No, but it was really small. It's like there's no point to this pool unless you're like making out with someone.
Yeah.
I mean, it was.
The sole purpose of it is to be a couple
in
it.
It was like 5 feet by 5 feet.
Yeah.
There's no. What's the point? And it's not even like deep. You're not swimming. It's like. You know,
yeah,
it's a couple situation. Anyways, so there's that. What else do I want to talk about? I went to the Tom Petty concert. Do you know who that is?
What does he sing?
Free Falling.
Oh, yeah. They played that. That was in Jerry Maguire. That was one of the songs that when he turned the station.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. It was one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
Wow.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of concerts. He was incredible.
Right.
I got really embarrassed the next day about my Instagram stories. Do you ever wake? Well, you
yes.
don't do them a lot, but
oh.
when I was, do you ever get embarrassed by Instagram stories?
No, I get embarrassed by other people's.
Oh, great. That makes me feel better.
I don't need to see the entire concert on anyone. Not yours, but when people post like all of Burning Man or all of their concert.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I wake up embarrassed after concerts because I'm so excited and I'm feeling it so much that I'm like, everyone needs to see this. And then the next morning I look at it and I'm like, you could have probably done 12 less of those.
Right.
No one cares.
But, right. I agree.
But I get excited. I must annoy people so much.
But. See, I feel like when I'm at a concert or a baseball game and people mm-hmm. are recording the game or the concert mm-hmm. the whole time, you're missing out on the experience because you're so in your phone. Do you think that's
yeah.
true for you?
I eventually will be like, Because it's like, I also am doing it so I can save the memory too.
But do you really ever go back and watch?
I do some, yeah, with concert
see, because I found myself not, like I've recorded things too.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I'm never going to watch Kelly Clarkson singing Miss Independent again. Like I...
Well, it's a little different.
Which was the most recent concert I've been
well,
to.
Well, partially too, because I go to a lot of like classic rock concerts and they're older bands and they're not going to be touring much longer. I want to have it saved. I want to, I don't know. But
who
I do sort
better?
Of, I do sort of think about it though, where I'm like, okay, I'm not paying attention right now. I'm, yeah.
Right.
Just recording.
You're missing the experience yeah. of being at the actual concert.
Who was better? Who are you going to ask?
Who was better, Tom Petty or Fleetwood Mac?
Fleetwood Mac, the first several times I saw them, were better than anyone ever. Tom Petty, or sorry, when I saw them the most recent time at Classic West, this like festival at Dodger Stadium, they were good, but they weren't as good as the first couple times I saw them. I would say Tom Petty rivals them,
okay.
and was probably better than this last time I saw them.
Got it.
Yeah, they were so good though.
Yeah.
All right, I have. Well, I guess we should wrap on the podcast because now I have to go film a self tape. And I don't really want to do it, but I'm going to do it.
But we're going to do it.
We're going to do it.
Because I'm babysitting and I'll see to it.
Yeah, there's so many chores that you've
right.
had to do.
And then I'll feed her and put her down for a late afternoon nap.
Hilarious. I love you so much. Thank you for doing this.
I love you.
I was going to say, stand-up dates. October 25th, I'll be in San Diego.
I love San Diego.
Yeah, at the La Jolla Comedy Store. La Jolla Comedy Store is awesome. So come out to that, guys. It's the show is called Pretty Funny Women. If you're going to buy tickets online, that's cool. Tonight I'll be at Molly Malone's, and then I'm traveling the rest of the time in between. Maybe I'll do a show in Dallas. Let me see if I can book one. So I'll be in Dallas on October 4th and 5th. Maybe I'll do a show there. But yeah, me and Saucy will be there for an appearance, and yeah, and maybe I'll do one in London. I don't know. Who knows?
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Well, you've done international comedy, so that's not foreign to you.
It is not. Okay. Tell everyone where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Matthew E. Payne. That's P-A-I-N-E.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Rachel, RachelNobrien. And feel free to email me, info@racheloBrienComedy.com.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for doing this. I love you guys. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.